In fact, Jeff Weaver was talking earlier about some gale warnings in effect. And Jeff, you and I were talking about big winds and big waves, not only today, but earlier. And I was asking you for some good places to go to watch storms. You had a couple of good ideas for me. A couple of our listeners had some good ideas for us about where to go and see storms. In fact, one of our listeners, Kevin McFadden, and thank you very much, Kevin. So sweet of you, who owns Davenport Maps here in town, even sent me a package of maps to help me find these places we've been talking about. Thank you very much, Kevin. I'll be able to get there and get home. Also got a very interesting email from Morley Eldridge of Victoria, and he said, I ought to check out a website called Big Dave Wave. Big Dave Wave. Well, I checked it out, and why don't we just talk to the fellow who's responsible for this website? He's on the line. We have the website up, by the way. Dave Bilnes is my guest on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul.
And how do you like the weather forecast today? Gale warnings in effect.
Yeah, it looks promising for westerly winds this afternoon, I'd say. Yeah, and it's just a correction. It's Big Wave Dave.
Big Wave Dave. I got it backwards there. I've been doing that all morning. Big Wave Dave, right?
.ca, that's
big,
right.
Big Wave Dave. Better get that right, because otherwise nobody will be able to find it. Okay, Big Wave Dave. Now, when you hear these kind of forecasts, do your heart start thumping or what?
Well, we get a lot of gale warnings from Environment Canada, so you have to take them with a grain of salt. They tend to overestimate sometimes. So what we have on the website, I don't know if you have the website open there.
But I have it. In fact, I have your photo of the week, which is pretty spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where is that taken, by the way?
That was Willows Beach last Thursday, and that was, if you remember, the 40-knot southeasterly
yes.
day that we had. So that's someone probably in a gust of over 40 knots getting catapulted over their board. So.
Yeah, he's got this is a sailboard. Is that what he's got there?
That's right, a windsurfer,
yeah. Yeah, windsurfer, yeah. So where, for you, is the best surfing area around the island? Where do you like going?
For windsurfing, my favorite spot for southeast winds would be up around Columbia Beach, which is just past Parksville.
Okay.
So that's about 2 hours from here. And that yesterday, some of my friends were up there, and it was blowing 30 to 35 knots, even though it was just dead calm down here. So it can be quite different in different parts of the island.
Right. And when you get winds of that sort, what kind of waves do you get?
Surprisingly, in the Strait of Georgia, you can actually get 6 to 8 foot waves. So it's quite significant. I've even seen 10-foot waves up there. And then, of course, if you go out to Long Beach or out past on the west coast of the island, out past Sooke, you can actually get ocean swells that can be upwards of 15 feet or more. So that gets quite exciting.
Now, tell us a little bit about the website. What kind of information can people get if they go to your website, Big Wave Dave?
Big Wave Dave, that's right. Yeah. Well, there's a latest reports page, which basically summarizes all of the current conditions around the island. So I have a program running on my home computer that compiles all of the lighthouse reports and tabulates them to a table. So that's one thing that you can find. So current conditions. There's also webcams. So I have about 5 webcams around the island, and they're quite popular. There's one up in Parksville. There's one at Island View Beach. There's one along Dallas Road, and there's one out in Sooke.
So you can actually click on those and find out where the good action is, and then plan your trip accordingly.
That's right, yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then we also have a forecast page, which is quite handy, too. We have there's a interesting wind model that's run out of the University of Washington, and that gives hourly predicted wind speeds that are reasonably accurate.
And, oh, my gosh, and here they are. Yeah, Cook Street, Gordon's Beach, Island View Beach, Willow Beach, and so on, all the way down. How did you get started on this?
I guess the website started about 3 years ago, and I've always been interested in weather, I guess, since I've been windsurfing. I started windsurfing about 15 years ago. But my background is oceanography and computer programming, so I guess it just started from there and started as a simple website, just a single page of lighthouse reports, and then it just grew and grew. I added a few webcams, and then it sort of every year it got bigger and bigger, and here it is today, I guess.
Well, it's certainly not a simple website anymore, and Dave, I want to thank you very much for getting up and telling us all about it, and have fun surfing over the weekend.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care now.
Thank Bye.
Dave Bilnes runs a website called Big Wave Dave. Big Wave Dave. And you can check that out and find out all kinds of interesting things about the wind and the waves. Chris Walker is here to tell us what's in the next newscast at 7:30. Chris?
Paul, coming up, TELUS is keeping some of their employees under surveillance. They're not happy about that. I'll have more on that story at 7:30.
And speaking of big waves and big winds, Jeff Weaver?
You know, the windows are the best way of watching the weather, too. And the clouds have moved in overhead just as they predicted. Look for showers today. Yeah, yeah. Big waves and winds as we go, Paul.